Hello and welcome to Let's Talk with Chuck. Apologize for not releasing an episode soon, but kind of needed a mental break. I'm fine, just exhausted with what's been going on in my life. Nothing too hard to deal with, but very, very exhausting though. But I hope everybody's doing well. We're halfway through the week. And that's what's pretty cool. So this episode, it's going to be really heavy for most. So if you don't want to listen, might as well skip this one. I totally understand. Not everybody's cup of tea. But this episode will be about suicide and how it affects everyone in the aftermath. If you have experienced it like I have with individuals that we love, it sucks. This is why I said you may not want to listen to this. But there's some light in this though. So don't think that it's all bad at the moment. So, and the whole thing started was last week at it was a friend of mine asked me and another individual, have you, and this is a conversation, our conversations just go randomly. So it's nothing like we were talking about this to begin with, to clarify, but a question got popped up and the question was, have you ever thought about suicide? And the question was, the statement was, I've always been good, so I've never had that thought in my head. I just want to know what brings an individual to think about suicide. And then that was the question. So he didn't offend anybody. And a few people know my life and everything and how things went down in my life. And I'm okay with it. And I'm okay expressing with how I felt or feel about this kind of stuff. If I ramble too much, or I mumble, or whatever, it's just because this one does kind of hit me in a few places. So the thinking process of mine isn't all that well as well. So in advance, I'm sorry. So, you know, I answered his question, and I'll just leave it at that. Because, like I said, they know my life and everything. So, if you have somebody that's close, or you just know somebody that, you know, through a friend, whatever, blah, 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 and you hear the tragic news that they, you know, take their life, it's something that's a very hard pill to swallow, and sometimes you don't know why they did it, or it was just a clear sign, just because a lot of things was just going south and that was it. From my experience, the individual that I know that was a very important into my life, everything was going great for this individual. Not a sign of depression or anything of that nature. And one day it happened. Not a note, not nothing. You scratch your head because you're wondering what was wrong. Like, this individual had a great poker face for one, but never showed any signs, never left any breadcrumbs that they felt the way they did and everything. And that's something that I feel like you have to check on your friends, even if it's just something that's just off, and, you know, just key on that. Just watch that kind of stuff, like the smallest things, because eventually it might lead to something else, you know, just my 2 cents. And how it affected me though, was that I couldn't process anything. My whole reality was just shattered. And then I had all eyes on me, wondering how I felt and if I'm going to take action on myself and everything. And I was in a dark time, so those thoughts were quite frequently in my head, but I never acted out on them when I was younger. It was just very exhausting to have to put a smile on my face and laugh it off, and not laugh off things and everything that were going on in my life, to show that I was a strong-minded individual, and at the time I wasn't. You know, I just painted a smile on my face and try to carry a positive energy. And you can't do that. You can't fake that shit. At least I couldn't. So, for me, it was tough. Eventually, it got better. But there's days that, you know, memories will haunt me and everything. And this isn't a cry for help. This isn't to vent to you guys. Or this is not to get attention from anybody. If it's for those who have experienced this themselves, and I can relate to you guys on any level, even if I don't go more depth into this on this episode, trust me, I know, I really do. So don't think you're alone. Your friends, your family and everything, just check up on them. Life isn't easy. It's never going to be easy. So we all fall down every once in a while. We all fall down more times than others. Me, I fall on my ass. Gosh, I don't know how many times, but I'm going to keep getting up. I'm going to keep trucking through what I got to do to achieve my goals, with or without people. But it's better to have people though. So, if you're feeling low, you're feeling those kind of thoughts, talk to somebody. Don't ever think that you're a bother to anybody. If you think you're leaving clues for people and they still can't pick up those hints, don't be an asshole. Don't. Express yourself more. Leave more of a bigger breadcrumbs than other individuals have. You're not weak. You're not a bother. You're a person. Express yourself. If you can't express yourself with your folks, do it with your siblings. If you can't do it with your siblings, do it with your friends. You know, it's just talk about it. Don't keep it all bottled in, because that's the worst thing that anybody could ever do. And if you're fortunate enough, when you do this and everything, you'll see, I believe you'll see positive energy. You'll see the light, and you'll just keep going to the light, no matter what you're going through. If you feel like you're not going anywhere because you're sinking, like you're in quicksand, there's a escape rope. There is. There's always one. You sometimes have to reach out too. I know that's tough to say. Like I said, a lot of us has been there at their lowest, like even myself. You know, people tell me, I like to use myself as an example, whether it's a good or a bad one or a dumb one. I like using myself as an example, because my idea of it is, I would hope that people like, well, if that guy can make it, then I sure as hell can make it. Like, I don't want to be like that guy if he's doing this crap. I want to be a lesson, no matter if it's a good, bad, or an ugly one. I don't care. As long as it can somehow, some way, help other people, I would be a lesson. Gosh dang. I lost a train of thought. Like I said, talking about this stuff gets my brain all scattered and everything. You know, I go to the gym to work out. I play video games. Like, I keep my mind occupied. Not saying I don't have anybody. I have my people and everything. It just sometimes when you get alone with your thoughts, it does make it hard. So for me, in my example, I like to keep my mind occupied. Not saying if I don't, I'll be thinking about this stuff. No, I just like to stay busy, in other words, because sometimes I'll do slip in those cracks and have some, terrible memory or terrible thoughts of what happened back then or what I used to think of. And that's in my thing, it's normal, but it shouldn't be normal. Nobody ever should ever feel that low in life. And as humans, we do. It's in our human nature that we do, as sickening as that is. But that isn't the answer to anything. We hit our highs, we hit our lows. And our lowest is when we should have our people to pick us up, to guide us back onto our paths. And if we don't, just hang in there, because there's always going to be somebody there. There's not a single person on this earth that would say, I don't give a damn about you. Because that's bullcrap. You are loved. You always have been, and you always will be. So don't think you're not loved. Don't ever think you're annoying. Don't ever think of anything negative of yourself. I promise you, you're important. So I will wrap this up and everything. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of their day and hopefully the weekend. It's a good weekend. Until next time, peace.